why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVUE News Time 8:35, Newsmaker 2 Time here today. Glad to have Rita Anderson on with us to talk about the Flags for Heroes program.
Rita, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I am great. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thank you so very much for taking some time to join us here this morning to talk about the Flags for Heroes program. And first, Rita, let's explain to folks who may not know exactly what Flags for Heroes are. What are we doing here?
Okay, what we are doing is we are honoring your deceased veteran, and that you want to honor in Washington, D.C. And we do have an order form to be filled out with the person's contact name and then the veteran's name and the dates of service and the conflict that he served in, or her, and branch of service. And they can send me a digital copy of a 5x7 high-resolution photo. And I, in turn, take these order forms, and they are, the poster board itself is $40, and you can pay by mailing a check to me or to USD 252 Honor Flight there in Alpi, or you can pay by Venmo. This is a new thing going on. And or you can take the payment to OP High School yourself.
Rita, how did you get connected to this? What information came to you that said, you know, hey, this is out there, and really what triggered you to jump on board with this?
Well, actually, it was Dr. Argwright that asked me if I would like to be the head of this. And being a Vietnam veteran's wife, I was honored. And to me, it's a privilege to be able to do this. And because I know that there's so many veterans out there that need to be recognized. And we have Vietnam, we have World War II, and Korean. And so, you know, it's just not just for one war. It's for those three.
So what happens? You send the photo with the poster board with the Honor Flight program to Washington, D.C. What happens when they get to D.C., Rita?
Okay, when they get to D.C., the poster boards will be already fixed up for the different memorials. And so they will take the guardian or whoever's going to carry the poster board will stand there probably under the Kansas pillar at the World War II memorial, and they will have their picture taken. And then over at the Vietnam memorial, you can either have it taken over there at the big granite wall, or you can go to the other part where there's three soldiers, bronze soldiers, that are standing. And that's for the ones that later came home and passed away. But you can have your picture taken there. Or you can have your picture taken with the backdrop of the Korean soldiers. Or you can have it taken over by their wall.
So there's a lot of different options here for you. I guess, how long has this effort been kind of percolating to this point here, Rita? Is this one of those things where you guys have been at this for a while, or are you just really starting the effort here for the last maybe couple of weeks or so?
Well, this is my third year of doing this, But Dr. Argerbright, I have to tell you a little story. November 1st was my husband's birthday, and they were going to be in Washington, D.C., and Dr. Argerbright says, Rita, I have something special for you. And so what he did was he had a poster board made up of my husband and everything, and he took it over and had a picture taken by the big Vietnam Wall. And then I got that poster board. I was so touched with it that I got two the following year.
Yeah, what a great program. Honor a deceased veteran through the Flags for Our Heroes program at the Memorial in Washington, D.C. Memorials, we should say. And again, $40. So how can they get a hold of you to get this process started, Rita?
Okay, they can give me a call on my phone at 620-343-0729. Or they can get a hold, they can go on to the Facebook page of Flags, for USD 252 Honor Flight. And there is pictures there of what the instructions and then the actual order form. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what happens to the poster board and photos? Do the families get those back? How does that work?
Yes, sir, they do get them back because if there's one of the guardians happens to be a relative of the deceased veteran, then they will get to take that home whenever they get back from the flight. From the honor flight.
Okay.
Outstanding. Wow. That's a wonderful program. Do you have any fundraisers that you're going to be doing here for this, Rita, that'll be directly connected here to the Flags program?
No, sir.
Okay.
Our deadline day is next Wednesday, March 12th, and they can get the order forms to make. Or they can even fill it out online as well.
Okay, so again, the deadline for this Honor Flight trip coming up, I believe it's in April, is it not? Is that when the Honor Flight's taking off? I think it is.
Yes, sir. It's the 21st and 22nd.
Okay, so get a hold of Rita Anderson, 620-343-0729. For more information details on the Flags for Heroes program, honor a deceased veteran through the Flags of Our Heroes program. Wonderful idea. Rita, we thank you for all you're doing here.
Thanks, Rita. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be in touch, okay? Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Rita Anderson. Flags for Heroes program, Chuck. Good program there.
Yeah, absolutely a great program, and we'll be adding more information here for you, so you can take part in that here later this week on KVUE's newscast. Want to let you know that as we look ahead towards the schedule for tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour, this is a big week for Evergy and specifically Wolf Creek because the facility is celebrating its 40th year of operation, and we will have plant manager Cleve Reasoner joining us to preview that big celebration coming up as part of our 820 Newsmaker 2 spot tomorrow morning.
All right, looking forward to that. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites when your group needs an accommodating room to gather. Book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. It's 8:43.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's long-threatened tariffs against Mexico and Canada have gone into effect, kicking off a trade war with America's neighbors. Imports from Canada and Mexico now taxed at 25%, 20% also tacked on to Chinese-made goods. Target beating expectations in the fourth quarter, it announced today, but also said those tariffs will hurt its bottom line. Consumers expected to see price hikes because of the tariffs, especially on produce from Mexico, within a couple of days. The Trump White House also pausing all U.S. aid to Ukraine. Here's ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
This is one more gut punch to Ukraine following Friday's disaster.